Guys, Roland here, and we are close to a brand new moon, and you know what that means. I get to talk with Wendy Reitz. You get to meet her right after this, and you can listen to our conversation then too. Thank you. Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang. Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today's no different. Today with me is a familiar guest, Wendy Reitz, here to tell us about this next cycle's new moon. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Roland. Thank you for having me again, and it's going to be an exciting moon cycle. I think I say that every time, don't I?
You do, but they are all exciting. Right? They provide opportunities for us to expand our consciousness and learn more about who we are, why we're here, and learn new ways to express ourselves. So to me, that's exciting. I'm all about that.
Yes. Yes, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Man, Where do we start?
Let's start by telling our listeners that this moon cycle is the Mercury's wisdom moon cycle. And this new moon's happening on September 9th, whenever you're listening to this conversation. But what's interesting about this, and we've been talking for an hour before we're now recording, but is that this is the second time we're getting Mercury's influence in our, you know, this lunar cycles that we go through throughout the year. And I think we can, you know, we can start there by speaking to the significance of that, but also, and I think you'd be really great at explaining this, is talking about what's unique about this moon cycle in relation to the equinoxes and the solstices. And I think this is fascinating information. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's start with this moon cycle, which is the ninth moon cycle. And this moon cycle transitions us into the fall season. So in this moon cycle is going to be the fall equinox. And Roland shared with me this kind of insight, which is really cool when you get this idea where you can see how the first part of the moon cycle is a creative impulse and the second part is a receptive impulse. But what you have with solstices and equinoxes is that new moon, that winter solstice, is very more subconscious. And then you have with the full moon or the summer solstice, it's a very conscious awareness. So when we go through the seasons of a year, we are constantly going from the winter solstice and we move through into a more conscious awareness at the summer solstice, and then we go back to a more subconscious kind of awareness at the winter solstice again. So if you look at what the fall equinox is all about, it's about us moving from that more conscious awareness half of the year that centers around the summer solstice. We're moving back into that more subconscious aspect of ourself, which centers more about around the winter solstice. So it's always this beautiful progression of going from subconscious to conscious awareness to subconscious. And when we're doing that, we're taking these ideas and concepts that are subconscious, bringing them into our reality as form, which is conscious awareness. And then once we have them in our reality as form, we integrate them back into our subconscious as learning and meaning. So that's the regeneration process. That's really what regeneration is about. How our consciousness is always expanding in that way. It's always building, and we're always creating a new self-expression, which happens every moon cycle, at the full moon, but it also happens on a much larger level at that summer solstice. So we've already had the summer solstice this year, and we're in this summer season that's taking us to the fall equinox. And so we're taking that new self-expression and we're bringing it back into our subconscious.
Man, I love the way you explained this. And I particularly love, this explanation, because this is a new realization that I just had. And we talked about this right before we're recording this conversation. And I alluded to the fact that a conversation we had, you know, the last moon cycle, but the previous one, when we began this movement into this more receptive part of the overarching yearly moon cycle, and you explained that this receptive part is working more with your subconscious, and usually when you're creating, you're working more from your conscious aspect of yourself. Mm-hmm. Was the beginnings of me finally really appreciating how the equinoxes and the solstices are working. And so this is great, where we're starting with this new moon, a transition into more of an integration of the work that we've been doing, you know, throughout since, I guess it would be since the spring equinox, because that was the height of the conscious expression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is so beautiful. Now, your explanation was really also very fascinating, because you talked about integrating the information that we've learned through our conscious activity and then starting that cycle over again. Where are new awarenesses coming from? Where do those get integrated into our subconscious? Is this happening simultaneously as we're integrating new information?
Okay, so what happens is we have our new self-expression, okay, on the yearly level and also on each moon cycle level. And it's a new self-expression that hasn't been experimented with yet. So we go through the summer season, these last two moon cycles, where we have been experimenting with this new self-expression in our reality, within our relationships. And so it solidifies when we have these experiences in relationships and everything, it starts to solidify the new aspects of our self-expression. And as we solidify those experiences, they become emotional belief. So there's a quote that I always return to that makes so much sense of this. It's, experience is necessary to add emotional belief to intellectual understanding. Because we can understand something, but it doesn't become belief until we actually experience it. And so the moon cycles and the way regeneration works is it's this constant, you know, progression of solidifying belief within us through experience.
I love that.
So did that make sense?
Did you? Yeah, I love that. And it also, on a more practical way for me anyway, it builds on the understanding of this endless progression and building on of skills and ability. And I discussed this in my book, and a very practical one would be like the cell phone. First, we just had the cell phone. Then we learned by using it, and then we created a cell phone that took pictures. And then we learned by using it, then we created a cell phone that you could access the internet with that also took pictures. And so there's this constant, after we create, we use, we integrate what we've learned, and then we figure out that we can expand that expression of the cell phone, just as an example. And we're doing this with ourselves as well. And these cycles are kind of one way that it's explained and kind of broken down. So, I love that.
I also like, you know, I'm an industrial designer. So prototyping, which is such a part of design, I always, you know, all of a sudden I made this realization that we're constantly prototyping ourselves with every year and every moon cycle. And you know what I mean? We're just creating the next version. We're creating the next version. And it's always expanding and we're always learning more about ourselves.
I like that. That is true. Every end is just the beginning of who you knew.
Yes.
Who your new self is. Mm-hmm. Oh, Wendy.
Yes.
Let me ask you this now. This is the 9th moon cycle. The 6th moon cycle, we saw Mercury's influence. In this 9th moon cycle, we're still seeing Mercury's influence. Can you speak to what the difference is between the 6th and mm-hmm. this current influence that we are experiencing with Mercury?
Okay. Mercury's compassion, which was the 6th moon cycle, was in the spring season. And the spring season is all about more physical development. And it's more about our reality compared to like relationship things. And so in that particular Mercury's compassion moon cycle, it's very much about us building a strength through the connection of spirit and mind. Spirit and mind, where we learn the compassion of those external elements that are always coming at us. And it has more to do with kind of overcoming things rather than this Mercury's wisdom is more about demonstration. So Mercury's compassion had to do with building a more external strength in a way. And Mercury's wisdom, which you can really understand, is more a kind of internal integration, you know, the wisdom that happens. So if you think of it as the link between spirit and mind, there's a certain compassion that happens with that connection. And then there's also a certain wisdom that happens with that bridge or that, you know. So it's really, there's multiple octaves to an influence. And so Mercury, you know, the basic kind of influence is really that compassion when you have that link. But then you can step it up an octave, which is Mercury's wisdom, and you start to get a more dimensional understanding of that connection between spirit and mind.
Yeah. And the way you describe it in your book, I love this as well. And I'm talking about your Moon Vibes Planner, is during this moon cycle, we are learning the wisdom of Mercury's intuition through reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Through reasoning. Yes. And that's part of that. Can you speak to that a little bit? I mean, you already did, but with the reasoning, are you looking at the experiences you've had over the past couple of months, looking at the experiences you're going to have during this moon cycle, and just trying to make sense of it on a personal level? Is that what the reasoning basically entails?
Well, it gets... Okay, so this is a great question because... So we have spiritual experiences, okay? And our mind tries to make sense of them. And so you can kind of say, okay, you try to reason how that happened, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of times those spiritual experiences have to do with feelings and intuition or knowing or instincts and things like that. And so our mind isn't always capable of reasoning how that happened. So can you see the disconnect between spiritual experiences and our mind trying to make sense of it?
Yes.
So what Mercury is all about is bringing those two things together. So there's a certain wisdom that comes about when your mind starts to make sense of your spiritual experiences.
Ah.
It's a different type of wisdom. It's not intellectual knowledge, it's a certain more dimensional wisdom, because the spiritual aspect is the heart chakra. And so this moon cycle is associated with the heart chakra. And so that's the spiritual aspect. and your mind trying to make understanding of this whole holographic aspect of yourself. So when your mind starts to open itself up and say, okay, I'm obviously more than just physical, because I keep having these, you know, very unusual experiences that are spiritual. I know things. I feel things. The world isn't just hard and solid. There's a lot of funky things going on around in different ways. So when your mind starts to open up and say, okay, there is more than just being physical. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm willing to try and make sense of it. That is where you start to open yourself up to wisdom.
That's so great. And this is true for many people. I will even speak on my own personal experiences and say a lot of the otherworldly, is what I call them, experiences that I have, they leave me feeling like, for sure, we're more than our physical bodies. But what the heck was that experience trying to help me understand? What was I supposed to glean from it? There are just so many chasms and gaps in
yes,
in trying to explain why I had those experiences. And so this moon cycle essentially is an opportunity, as you're alluding to, for us to close a lot of those gaps, close those chasms.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes. And if you think about the bigger picture of where we are in the year, all right, mm-hmm. and this moon cycle takes us from that conscious awareness to the subconscious. Can you see how that is very symbolic of everything I just said?
Yes.
Where, yes, where we're going. And if you think about like the fall equinox and the third quarter moon, they're the light, you know, it's half illuminated and half not. And it's this equal kind of period of time where the subconscious and the conscious awareness can communicate because it's equally balanced. It's in harmony. And so we're taking that spirit and that mind aspect and it's coming together.
Oh, yeah. And this is similar to the spring equinox, and that would be your first quarter, except you're still moving and working more with the conscious instead of now what's being what's going to have more of a presence would be your subconscious activity, where there's going to be less light being shown, mm-hmm. or you have less yes. light throughout the day.
Yeah. So in the first quarter, you're going from subconscious to conscious awareness. And at the third quarter, you're going from conscious awareness to subconscious. And that applies to both the spring equinox and the third quarter, or the fall equinox.
Ah. The other symbolic thing you just mentioned, as I'm expanding my consciousness here, Wendy, is that this moon cycle is working with our heart chakra. And it kind of makes sense when you think about Mercury's virtue and or the dynamic of Mercury's influence being the connection between spirit and mind. And if you think our heart chakra is at center, it connects our lower third chakras with our upper three chakras, essentially, if you look yes. at the seven chakras of the physical body. Mm-hmm. And when you were saying that, I just had this realization of, oh, of course that makes sense. We're moving to a place where with the next couple of moon cycles, we're going to continue moving up and we're going to be working more with our sort of this expansive self, you know, our higher selves, if you will, with the upper three chakras. And then this is that,
yes.
hey, let's start making sense of what your lower three chakras have learned. Let's integrate that as we move more into our throat, third eye, and then crown chakra.
Yes, that's exactly. And that's really what the third quarter symbolizes, is that portal, that beautiful portal where we can take, you know, the experiences, you know, and their conscious spirit, their conscious awareness, their conscious awakening experiences. And we can bring them through a portal that we can understand meaning. And that's really, and that is what is so huge about our heart chakra, is that it's that portal. It's that, you know, it does that. It's the bridge. Yeah. It's the portal. It's the connection. Oh, and it's the wisdom.
Between both worlds. Is there love associated with this wisdom? Love is like my favorite word.
Oh, totally.
Actually, unconditional love is my favorite word. Yeah.
This is, the heart chakra is all about unconditional love. That's what the wisdom is, unconditional love.
I love that. No pun intended.
It all ties together. It all ties together.
Yeah. Oh, Wendy, let's talk about this next couple of weeks, right? We have the new moon week starting on September 7th, and then we have the first quarter moon week starting a week later on September 13th. Now, I'm looking at your calendar here, and it looks like we're going to have quite a little bit of the moon's influence at the beginning of next week. I mean, that's from Tuesday all the way to Friday. And so with this new moon week, prepare us for, you know, the kind of experiences that we might have.
Exactly what I've already described, where you're probably going to have a more heightened intuition or inspiration happening, and it's going to seem as though there's a lot of coincidences going on in your life. Like, wait a second. I was just thinking of that and that just happened. Or how you're going to buy a car, a certain kind of car, and then you see a million cars of that type you're going to buy. You know, those kinds of things. That is going to be very heightened. And you're going to have the opportunity within your mind to say, wow, okay, that was just a synchronicity. Or this is truly the beyond, you know, the spiritual aspect of myself, trying to communicate with me, trying to show me that there is so much more to our human experience than just being physical. So you have the opportunity within this first part of the moon cycle to choose whether, you know, how you're going to reason those experiences. Are you going to open yourself up larger to them and say, hey, this is pretty cool. I want to know how I'm larger than just merely physical? Or are you going to say, that was a cool synchronicity?
That's awesome. I want to ask you this with regards to becoming aware of these synchronistic and coincidental experiences that you might have. I have a friend who, she's really open, and she receives a lot of these otherworldly communications, whether it's seeing angel numbers, 222, 555s, those kind of things. And when I heard you explain what's going to happen here with this first, you know, new moon week, she came to my mind, because a conversation I had with her resulted in her asking me what those, you know, synchronicities mean. Like, if she saw the number 222, what does that mean to her? If she saw the number 444, what does that mean to her? And for many people who are listening, they are probably already in a space where they're aware of these synchronicities. But can you speak to how they can, you know, using their mind, make sense of what those synchronicities are trying to tell them?
Yeah, sure. I can give you a great example that happened to me yesterday, I guess it was. So I'm developing the new version of the planner, and it's kind of taking a slight turn than I expected. I'm listening to my intuition. I'm downloading, you know, what's the new version going to be like, and it's taking quite a turn. So in my mind, and this really ties into Mercury's wisdom, where I was like, I feel like I'm on the right track. It all feels great, but it seems like my mind was like, how is this going to work? Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but how is this going to work? You know? And a lot of times when you deal with a lot of intuition and downloads and knowing, your mind doesn't have to know. It doesn't have to understand all the time. And so I, a lot of times, just say, am I on the right track? I know it feels right, but I would just like some confirmation that I'm where I'm supposed to be with everything. And so yesterday was a little cloudy and we built a fire in our cabin. And when I was sitting there, all of a sudden the sun came out. And I love to sit in the sun in the morning time with my tea. And so I jumped up, ran outside, and I was catching this little window of blue sky. You know, I just was savoring the few moments of the sun that I was going to get that day, because I knew it was yesterday because it was going to be cloudy. And all of a sudden, this crow sits in the tree right next to me and starts cawing at me, like cawing and cawing. And I'm like, I only have this small amount of time with my tea. I really don't know if I want a crow sitting right next to me cawing at me. You know, it was supposed to be my peaceful meditation, right? You know, and it was like, it didn't go away. It didn't go away. It didn't go away. And so finally the little window of blue sky closed up and I was like, okay, well. So I started walking back to the cabin and I hear, go read the description of the crow. And so I have a card deck called the Spirit Animal Oracle. And this is how, like, I turn synchronicities into meaning. And higher consciousness knows this. And so I went straight up and I pulled out the book of my card deck and I looked up crow. And in that description, it says word for word, you are on the right track.
Guys, welcome to the end of Conversations with Roland. That's so beautiful.
So there you go. So, you know, first you see the synchronicities and then you start to understand how you turn those into meaning, you know, because there's so many references. You can do automatic writing. There's so many books on animal, spiritual symbolism. You know, you can have, it's just how you develop your relationship with higher consciousness.
You know why I love that story?
Yours is through meditation. Like you
Mine
have
is through
that.
Meditation, yeah.
Yes, yes.
But why I love that story is because it speaks to the uniqueness of each individual in the way they receive the message and the way they translate that message into meaning. And this was the message I told my friend. I said, hey, when you see those numbers, you can experiment until you find the meaning for yourself. But the key is authenticity and truth. And we spoke about this with the last moon quarter. You have to trust that. Oops, I'm sorry if I hurt your ear there by hitting my microphone from excitement. But you have to trust that the message you're getting means something to you. And what happens when you dive both feet in by pursuing that intuitive message, if it wasn't meant, an adjustment will come. It's just like GPS. You're going to get rerouted. But the adjustment doesn't come if there's too much doubt and you don't experiment with it. If you're saying, I don't know what this means, and then you just let it go, right? And so I love that, that you, it's so beautiful. You're sitting there saying, this dang crow, I'm trying to enjoy the sun. And then you leave and the crow is there saying, oh, I can't wait till she opens that book and she sees what I'm doing for her right here.
Now, you know what we should mention, though, is certain things happen. Like I'll go through a day and see 5 deer and I'll be like, wow. So I'll look up the message of deer and it's like I don't get it right away, which is OK. It's like I file it in there and then all of a sudden something else happens and I go, oh, that's what the deer mean. So it's not always something that's already happened. You can be given a message that's going, you know, given the meaning before it happens too. I find that happens too.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you're like, oh, it's not clear, you just file it. And higher consciousness loves it when you file it because it can pull it then when necessary. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. You file it in the cabinet that is easy to find later. instead of shredding it and losing. That's really cool. Actually, that's what popped in my head is, you know, when you keep information in places that you can easily access later if you... And it's making me thinking of computer and creating folders and labeling them nice so that you can find those files. It's funny. That's all that just came rushing to me. Now, that's the... we've just been going on tangents today. Guys, I'm not kidding.
I know we have.
We got together to record this conversation. They're usually 30 minutes long. We spoke for an hour before we even started recording. Just insane. Can you speak about the second week then? So that would be the first quarter week, right? Leading up onto the full moon. Mm-hmm. What we can expect.
So all of those kind of synchronicities that you're going to have the first week become actualized in the second week. And it's like you're going to be presented with new activities, or you're going to have a desire to do something new. Like you might all of a sudden have this opportunity to do yoga. And then while you're doing yoga, you feel that link between spirit and mind. So it's going to turn, that link is going to turn into certain activities. Like if you always take a bike ride, you might go to a different, you might do a different bike ride, and all of a sudden you feel that connection between the two, spirit and mind. You might get to a certain point and it's like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Or you're going to start to have it as a physical experience on your own.
Nice. Well, no, that makes sense. And what's neat about these conversations, and I hope anyone who is listening and has been listening is beginning to see this repeating pattern of what happens after a new moon and in the first quarter week leading up to the full moon, etc. And then how this is also happening on, you know, a more, like you say, higher octave or expanded level throughout the year. And so that's cool. We've already spoken about the chakras. We've spoken about what to expect with the first week of the new moon, and then the following week with the first quarter. And right, we've mentioned the difference between this Mercury's influence, kind of the higher octave of Mercury's influence, versus what we learned with the sixth cycle, the sixth moon cycle, when it was Mercury's compassion. Is there anything else that you think we need to add in reference to this ninth moon cycle that we're starting?
I think the really cool thing about this moon cycle is we're always like developing or opening up or expanding that existential aspect of ourselves, which is spiritual, vibrational, holographic. And this particular moon cycle, the theme is focused very much on that. Like the other ones were just kind of building up to this, but this is kind of the climax, like a climax in a movie, or where it's the point of like intersection in a way. So when you are going through this moon cycle, it's like, you know, how much potential do you want to give the moon cycle with that particular theme to it? Where, how much do I want to open myself up spiritually, existentially within this moon cycle? Because the only thing that's limiting us is our willingness and our own beliefs. So it's truly like we were talking about beforehand in our hour conversation. It's an agreement you have. And what is your agreement? I mean, do you want to be fully open? Do you want to just accelerate this as much as you can? Or, you know, some people it's more like, I'm going to take it a little slow because this is a little new, you know? So it's great to have in your awareness, you know, what your agreement is with that, where you are in that capacity at this point in the year and in the moon cycle.
Oh man, agreements. We should have an entirely different podcast conversation about agreements, but no, seriously, Wendy, I love the way you ended this. And as always, these conversations are super fascinating. They help me navigate, you know, my day to day I'm paying attention to the moon cycles and the different weeks within each moon cycle. I'm using my, you know, Moon Vibes planner. I know you're working on a new one. You've even talked about a digital option. I'm all for it, right? That's all conscious expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I we're at 30 minutes here. I want to say thanks. Yeah. Thanks for everything. And
well, thanks.
Go for it.
Thank you, Roland, for having me again. I just love the conversations too. They're so fun.
Likewise. I said this earlier, like, and I learned this from Shaw. These are conversations that feed my soul. And it's really good. I love it. I feel like I'm fed. Ugh, this is good. Yeah, for anyone who is listening, you know how to connect with Wendy, me, we, and us.org. Get your hand on the Moon Vibes Planner. And you can also reach out to me, Roland@chinjiang.com, for questions, comments, feedback. Doesn't matter. Get your hands on who and why you are, all you need to remember. Enjoy this new moon cycle. And as always, I invite you to create an amazing day. Thank you. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Roland.